This past week, a group of 15 of us from our parish spent the week on pilgrimage. We were supposed to have been in Poland. That wasn't meant to be, apparently, this year. So instead, we went to the city with the largest Polish population outside of Poland, which is Chicago. And one of the holy sites that we visited is just north of the city of Chicago in Libertyville, Illinois, the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe. It's a beautiful place that fosters devotion to this saint, who's one of the more recent saints to be canonized by the church. He was an amazing man who I think very much lived the command of the Lord in the gospel today. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. St. Maximilian was born in Poland in 1894, and he became a Franciscan priest and spent the first part of his years as a Franciscan establishing a publishing house with a newspaper that had a regular and very wide circulation. His newspaper was not there to deal with current issues and politics of his day, but to spread the faith, and especially to foster devotion to the Blessed Mother. Until in 1941, his monastery was shut down by the Nazis when they invaded Poland, and he was arrested with several other of the Franciscan friars and eventually sent to Auschwitz. A prisoner at one point during his time at Auschwitz escaped, and the punishment was that 10 men would be selected at random to be put into a bunker underground where they would be starved to death. And as the Nazi officer was calling out the 10 who would face this fate, one of them, a married man, cried out in agony that he had a wife and children to care for at home. When St. Maximilian witnessed this, he courageously stepped forward out of the line and insisted that he be able to speak to the German officer. When he was asked what he wanted, he said he wanted to die in place of that prisoner who had cried out. The officer asked him what his profession was, and he said, "I'm a Catholic priest." And his wish was granted. He went to the starvation bunker in place of this other man with 9 others, and we're told that he led them in prayer and prayed with and for each one as one by one these prisoners suffered an agonizing death. 2 weeks later, only St. Maximilian was left, and he was executed by lethal injection. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. This difficult lesson of our gospel is shown heroically by the lives of the saints. The saints were men and women who chose to be the last of all and the servant of all, so as to know true greatness, to be truly first. The lesson is ours as well, even if we're not demanded of such a great cost as someone like St. Maximilian. The lesson that our lives are not our own. We are created by God not to seek our own selfish pleasure and satisfaction in life. Instead, we find true greatness when we humble ourselves, when we give ourselves to service of Christ and our brothers and sisters. It's interesting, when St. Maximilian was canonized by St. John Paul II, there was a great deal of debate among theologians as to whether he met the requirements to be considered a martyr. You see, up until then, in the church's history, martyrs die very explicitly for the faith. They're given the choice to apostatize, to deny the faith very clearly and preserve their lives, or to hold to the faith and to sacrifice their lives. And the debate was over the fact that it was not quite that explicit for St. Maximilian. He was not at any point required to apostatize, to deny his faith. He simply offered his life for a brother. It was only when St. John Paul II stepped out into St. Peter's Square dressed in red vestments that the world knew that, in fact, the church would honor him as a martyr. And St. John Paul II said, He was a martyr of charity, a martyr of love for neighbor. In a way, it's what our Lord calls all of us to become martyrs of charity. And for us, typically, it's a daily martyrdom through small acts of self-denial, acts of service to Christ and our neighbor. Our call to become martyrs of charity is to live the words of St. James in today's second reading, to avoid jealousy and selfish ambition in favor of, as he says, the wisdom from above, which is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. The Lord, who laid down his life in charity out of love for us, desires here in this Holy Mass to nourish us, to nourish in us that same virtue of charity, to give us the strength to live the high calling that is ours as his disciples. Let's open our hearts to him today, asking that we might imitate St. Maximilian Kolbe and all the saints in spending our lives out of love for Christ and our neighbor. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.